George's favorite classic hits play here. WNEX FM, Perry Macon, 100.9.
Morning. Well, while you slept, your world changed. As welcome to the Creek 100.9, real music, real radio. And with me in the studio right now, new owners, and we're all excited about this project that has finally come together. Brad Evans with Wes Griffith and Rob Evans. Guys, here we go.
Here we go. Good morning, buddy.
Morning, buddy.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. All right. So before we get started, I want to talk to you a little bit about Wes, was this all three of your vision, or who came up with this great idea?
Well, several months back, you know, this frequency became available, and we started kind of kicking the tires, and, you know, I brought Brad into the conversation, and he being the independent newspaper owner and having accomplished great things with the 11th Hour, and, you know, I'm with Moonhanger Group, mm-hmm. and you know, we've both been very pro downtown, and you know, trying to improve the culture here in Central Georgia. And we just thought that it would be a great fit to join forces with the 11th Hour and a terrestrial radio signal, and also we're streaming, and you know, to further improve downtown and get back to some real radio and some real music.
And with that, Wes says that because the studios are located at 533 Cherry Street, right downtown in Macon. They are beautiful. We encourage you to stop by today, actually.
Yeah, y'all come on by. We've got some food. We're going to be having live performances and all kinds of guests on today.
And with that, Brad, you had a little bit of a say-so in music, and so the official format is Americana.
The official format is Americana, but more than anything, we want this radio station to be local. We want you to be able to tune in and feel like that you're in Central Georgia. So we're going to be talking about a lot of local issues and talking to a lot of local musicians and trying to help them along and get their voices heard where they haven't been heard before. And we're also going to be celebrating a lot of our heritage here in Macon. You know, you'll hear a few songs an hour that have been made or have some connection to Macon, and there's so many great songs. You can go anywhere in the world, and if you turn on a jukebox, you're going to hear a song that was probably created in Macon within an hour. Mm-hmm. And we're going to celebrate that heritage here, and we're going to be connecting those songs back to our town. And, you know, we want people to be able to tune in and feel like they're home. And that's what we're getting ready to do.
Celebrating the music and style of Macon and exactly the whole right. Central Georgia area. Now, as I sit in this lovely control room, this is a nice place for those of you who are listening. We encourage you to come by and see all this. But it was Rob Evans who was really pretty much responsible for this. Rob, one good job, man.
Well, thank you very much, buddy.
I mean,
a labor of love.
This is some genuine fine stuff you have right here. And
good job, Robbie.
I mean, Rob's so humble over here. I mean, he stayed here and worked and worked and worked. And when you come in,
a lot of soldering,
a lot of wiring, a lot of everything. It is nice. Again, we encourage you to drop by. There's food, and we're having an open house. Brad, quick, before we get into any of this, there was a big contest on Facebook to name the first song.
Yeah, we put a poll out on Facebook, and we had over 500 people vote. We listed several songs up here that have Macon connections, and, you know, by far, Mr. Otis Redding was our winner of that contest. And after this first song, I think we're going to announce the winner of a $100 gift card.
We'll do it.
The Rookery and H&H.
We'll do it. We have a $100 gift card from the Rookery and H&H. The top three songs were, what was it, by Wet Willie and Making Ham Bone Blues, The Wait by Aretha Franklin featuring Greg Allman, and, of course,
Dwayne Allman,
I'm sorry. The winner. We'll announce the winner of the contest after the song.
I've been loving you.
The Creek 100.9, that's the winner of the first song contest, and we congratulate Maria Carter from Macon. She picked the winner, and she'll receive that $100 gift certificate from the Rookery and Dovetail.
That's right.
And you can use that anytime?
Anytime. $100. Get it, Rookery or Dovetail.
Way to go, Maria. All right, Maria Carter, the winner. Brad, we talked about all the work that went into this, and not just choosing the music and building the studios, but there's a lot of stuff that happened behind the scenes.
It's not easy starting a radio station, buddy.
It's not, is it?
We thought it might be, but it turned out it's not. We've all been here long hours for the last 2 weeks, and there's so many people that have helped. Our staff is just amazing. Anthony Ennis has been a star for us. Philly Cheese.
Phil Palma.
Phil Palma, yeah.
We love you, buddy. He's been great. Tony, I don't know your last name. We had a consultant.
Tony Doolin.
Tony's been down from Kentucky consulting with us this week. There's no way half of this stuff would be done without him. So we're just thankful for everybody. We've all been putting in long hours, and to hear it go live just a few minutes ago was beyond exciting. So.
And we want to focus on that live also. That was one of the big things. So many other, other outlets are so automated. One of the nice features about this whole radio station is its focus on live music. We have the big studio here that will allow a lot of different musicians to come in, and you've got some of that planned for today, don't you?
Yeah, we have about seven musicians coming in to play live here in the studio. Our first one will be at the top of the hour at 11 o'clock. Mr. Aaron Irons is coming in. Charles Davis, he'll be singing. We've got so many great artists coming in today. A lot of them who you may not have ever heard before are going to be playing live here in the studio today. So, and that's a feel we're going to carry on as we go forward.
Okay, and when you say a lot of them you've never heard before, these are like up and coming.
Exactly. And these are all local musicians, singers, songwriters that are making music right here in Macon today.
Back to the local focus and the live radio and someone being here. And Wes, tell us a little bit about these shows that are coming up nightly. And, you know, we have several guest jocks that'll come in and have shows with different brands and different styles of music. I know, what is it, Love Child of Rock and Roll with Jessica Walden?
Yeah, the plan is we're going to do some lifestyle programming and specialty shows at 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. You'll hear a different show every day of the week. A couple of those shows include our first musical guest, Aaron Irons. Brad?
He'll be doing a show called Honky Tonk Hell, which focuses on rockabilly music and like pre-Hank Williams Sr. country. Mm-hmm. He's really knowledgeable about this music. He can talk about it for hours and hours, and he probably won't do that, but he will be telling you a little bit about you each song. We have Jessica Walden, who's going to do, we talked about earlier, The Love Child of Rock, where she talks to children of Southern rock pioneers about growing up in the madness of rock and roll. I think that's going to be a really interesting show. World-famous photographer Kirk West is going to be in the studio later. He's doing a show called Into the Mystic, where he talks about all the great blues and classic country and rock and roll artists that he's photographed over the years. He has so many stories. You can go to his gallery just right down the street here and see photos of George Jones with his shirt off if you want. But
if you want to, I like it.
He's got so many stories, and he's going to play so much great music, and it's going to be really eclectic. So we're looking forward to all those shows, and it's going to give us a lot of local flavor.
And that just touches on a few of them.
Yeah, that's
right
just
there.
A few.
Those will be week after next.
Okay. All right, and when things get back into full swing. Rob, open house today. Have you got folks coming in testing your levels and doing all this stuff in the control room?
Yeah.
Absolutely not, right? Don't touch that stuff. But we do want to invite you to come down to Cherry Street. Take part in all this. Come up and see this beautiful stuff.
Yeah, we're right here at 533 Cherry Street, right next door to the Rookery.
All right. I tell you what, we'll get to Facebook and streaming and all of that after we do
this. We've been dating since...